Los Angeles received a multi-million dollar grant today to create jobs. As Jerome Campbell reports, the money will be spent on local residents at the expense of other Californians.
It's about that time in the semester when teachers are almost finished with the school year. But 2 years ago, English teacher Jenny Cobb wasn't looking forward to her spring break.
In the summer of 2011, I was no longer employed due to layoffs.
Cobb searched for a sustainable job for over a year with no luck.
Being lost and uncertain of the future, I began to feel like life was going nowhere. Today, my life is going somewhere.
Cobb spoke at a news conference today to talk about her success through LA's Workforce Development Program.
It helped me create a brand new Jenny Cobb. A Jenny who has morphed into a beautiful butterfly and whose wings are soaring higher than ever.
The program helps unemployed residents by providing on-the-job training at companies that will eventually hire them. Villaraigosa praised the success the program has had in the 2 years since it started.
The numbers speak for themselves. We have been able, in this period of time, to create 76,191 summer jobs and 200,198 living wage jobs.
The mayor says the program's success rate helped the city receive a federal grant, which would create 2,000 more living wage jobs.
Thanks to a generous $13.7 million grant from the federal government, our WorkSource training centers will be actively training displaced Angelenos.
There are 20 WorkSource locations throughout LA that will not only train but connect job seekers to employers. Workforce Development Board member Charlie Wu says Los Angeles received the funds because other California communities did not manage their programs well.
Over $13 million of the money that's left over for other regions is coming to us because of what we have done, because of our outstanding record.
The city's record employment rate still isn't stellar, at around 10% compared to the national average at 7.6%. Jerome Campbell, Annenberg Radio News.